on earth, to establish the prayer in your lives and to be charitable. And God said, being decent towards God and being decent towards the human beings, وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. This is the right way. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if you read the scriptures carefully without your own interpretation or somebody else's additional fabrication, you will find that this was the simple message of all the prophets who confirmed one another. Not one of these prophets ever said, I am God, worship me. Jesus Christ did not say, I am God, worship me. Now, if there's a Christian in this room that can tell me that Jesus said in his own words, not Matthew, not Mark, not Luke, not John, not Paul, but Jesus said, I am God, worship me, then we will raise $5,000 for you tonight before you leave. Break your Bibles out. Call somebody up. Go make a phone call. Get the verse. You'll never find it. You'll find somebody else's word alluding to that. You'll find somebody else's reference appearing that. But Jesus never said to anybody, I am God, worship me. He said, my Father. He didn't say, my Father who art in heaven, because he was not exclusively the servant of God. He said, when he taught them how to pray, I used to be a Christian. I still love Jesus Christ. I'm still connected to his message. I know it very well. He said, and you know that he said, our Father, didn't he say that? He didn't mean our Father in the sense that he gave birth to us, but he said, our Lord, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, not my name, not our name. Thy kingdom come, not my kingdom come, not our kingdom come. If he's part of the Trinity, if he's divine, if he's part of God, or he's next to God, he will say, our kingdom come. He said, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Did he say that? Did he say that? So now, if he said, give us this day our daily bread, that means Jesus and his mother could not have been divine. Because if he said, give us this day our daily bread, you and I, we eat and we drink. Jesus and his mother, they ate and they drank. And you know and I know that when you eat and drink, the body only uses some of it. The rest of it, the body evacuates. Now, can you imagine God defecating and urinating? Let's move on with the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who do what? Trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, huh? But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Now, does this sound like God praying to you? Did you ever think about that? Now, that's the Lord's Prayer. That's the evidence of that. Now, we know Jesus said that. That wasn't Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Paul. Jesus said that. Dear brothers and sisters and guests, go home tonight and palm through all the pages of your Bible, and I guarantee you will never find it once anywhere. So where did this come from? In three or four different occasions, it is mentioned in your scripture that I have read throughout my life before I became a Muslim that Jesus walked off and he fell down on his face and he worshiped God. Did he say that? Simple. He walked off and he fell down on his face and he worshiped God just like that. Now, is that God bowing down to himself? Is that God calling on himself? No, Jesus said, I am Jesus who is sent. And the one who is sent is not like the one who sent me. Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. But whatsoever the one orders me, the one who sent me tells me to do, that is what I do. We cannot take Jesus out of the context of what Jesus said himself and make Jesus what we want him to be. We can't make Jesus a man God because the Romans and the Greeks had men gods. Because Jesus said, take not my message unto the Greeks, the Romans, the Samaritans. For my message, and I was sent to whom? the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel. Isn't that what Jesus said? So Paul was mistaken when he said, I became apostle to the Gentiles. Jesus said, don't take my message to them. Brothers and sisters, we can immediately see by such an example and definition that Jesus Christ himself submitted himself to God, that Moses and Abraham submitted themselves to God, that Isaac and Ishmael submitted themselves to God, that John the Baptist submitted himself to God, and submission means surrender, and surrender means salama, salama. The one who does that is called Muslim. So what was Jesus? What was Abraham? What was Moses? What was David? Don't get confused about the Arabic word now. It only means one that surrenders. So say it in English or say it in Arabic. It means Muslim. Everyone is a Muslim. A child that has no volition of its own inside the womb of its mother is submitting to the natural disposition. What is it? Muslim. And can you tell me that a pure child, that when it's born, it's already born with sins that it did not do? Now, that doesn't even make sense. A child is born out of the womb and it inherits the sins of the world that Jesus already died for. Isn't that crazy? Now that's real double jeopardy. Double jeopardy for Jesus and double jeopardy for the child. I ask you, what was the Psalms of David? Did you ever read it real well? Did you ever read the Psalms of David? The Proverbs of Solomon? Did you ever listen and read what John the Baptist said, compare that to the gospel of Jesus? If you did, and you also read the Quran, it'll seem like you're reading the same words over and over. Why? Because they were all brothers and prophets, a one chain of prophets that was sent by Almighty God to the human beings, you and I. So when a child comes out of the womb of its mother, at that time that God has ordered it, what is it? A Muslim. When the sun goes around in its orbit, what is it? According to law, it's a Muslim. When the moon goes around the earth, what is it? By law, by decree, by definition, it is a Muslim. The law of gravity is a Muslim law. Everything that submits to Almighty God and follows what God has ordered it to do is what? A Muslim. All the prophets came speaking different languages to their respective people. And the only prophet that came to the entire world was the one that said that he came for the whole world. Jesus never said, I came for the whole world. He never said that. He said, I have been sent to the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel. He came to correct the corruptions and the excesses of the Bani Israel. And he came to announce what? The gospel. What does the gospel mean? What does the gospel mean? The good news. Good news of who? Good news of what? And Jesus Christ's mission and his prophethood was only 2 years and 4 months. Did you know that? His whole mission, his whole prophethood was only 2 years and 4 months. Because he came to announce that someone would come after him. Someone that would hear from God and speak. Someone whose behavior would address all the problems of the world. Someone who would come with a book that would remain with you forever. Okay, what prophet came after Jesus Christ to fulfill that prophecy? And also, he would also confirm Jesus Christ and mention Jesus Christ. The Quran is the only book that came after Jesus Christ, that was revealed after Jesus Christ, that mentions the mother of Jesus Christ, that mentions the birth of Jesus Christ, that mentions the miracles of Jesus Christ. We are Muslims. We believe in the miraculous or the phenomenal birth of Jesus Christ. We believe it totally. God can do whatever he wants to do. And we believe that if God created the heavens and the earth by his command, if God says be, what is it? It is. And if God created Adam without a mother and father, Adam, our common father, had no mother and father, no parents. Adam was created by God. Adam was just a sperm drop mixed with mud. And God said, be. and Adam became. And then God said, be, and Eve became. And from those two, all the human beings came. So who was the father and mother of Adam? Who was the father and mother of Eve? So at least Jesus had a mother. So what's more difficult for God, Adam and Eve or Jesus? We believe that Jesus' mother, Mary, she was never penetrated by any man to create Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was born without sperm. Because God can order any woman to be pregnant, and she'll be pregnant. Because before Mary, remember the story of Zachariah. Zachariah was 110, and his wife was 90. Do you remember that story? Zachariah, the prophet, who was the father of John, he was 110. His wife was 90. And he prayed to God for a son. He said, oh God, I have no children. God, give me a son. God answered him. The angel Gabriel came to him and said, you will have a son. He wanted to know how. I would want to know too. He said, oh God, how will I have a son when I'm an old man? I don't have any water. And my wife is barren. She doesn't create no eggs in that language. She's barren. She's way beyond menopause. She's menostop. But God said, so be it. When God orders a thing, it will be. And when Zachariah, a prophet of God, went back to his wife and said, guess what? I had a vision and God said to me through the angel that you will become pregnant. Of course she laughed. I would too. But just as she laughed, she found something moving in her stomach. And guess who was the child that was born? That was John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus Christ. Because Zachariah was the cousin of Hannah. And Hannah was the woman that prayed to God for a son that she could give to the priest so that he could become a priest. And she prayed to God, and God told her through the angel Gabriel again that she will have a son. No, that she will have a child. And she had that child. But when the child was a girl, she said, oh God, verily, I have given birth, but it's a woman, it's a girl. The angel said to her, so be it, this girl will be the chief of the women in the hereafter. And that's what Mary is. And when Mary was born, she was given over to the care of Zechariah, who was the chief priest of the temple. And Mary was put into a place where her own apartment. And when Zachariah, who was the only one with the key, used to go and check on her, he found every time he checked on her, she had food. And he used to ask her, Mary, where do you get this food from? Why? What was strange about the food? I'll tell you what was strange. In the winter, she had fruit from the summer. And in the summer, she had the fruit from the winter. Because she was selected by God. The prayer of Hannah. God answered her prayer by giving Hannah a girl who would give birth to the son that Hannah asked for. That's how God works. And while she was in that room, the angel Gabriel again came to her and said, oh Mary, God announces to you a child that you will have a son whose name will be Esau. Esau, Jesus in the Spanish language, or Jesus in the English language, but in Arabic, Esau, Al-Masih. Al-Masih means the anointed, the appointed, the Messiah, or the Christ. And Mary said to the angel, thinking that he was a man, if you fear Allah, don't come near me. Like any one of you women, any one of you decent women, if a man appeared to you in your bedroom, you would say, get out of here. Maybe you wouldn't say, If you fear God, you might